I'm here with Representative Sally Toon of Gooding, and she's here to talk to us about what's happening in the legislature this week. Sally, thanks for joining us.
Well, it's my pleasure.
Now, first of all, just kind of tell us what's been going on this week. What are the highlights that you have been worried about and spending your time with?
Well, as a new member of the Joint Finance Appropriations Committee, that has occupied most of my time. We have been hearing reports from state agencies and just getting the feel for the documentation. That's been my focus. And today was even more exciting because we got the financial request from Superintendent of Public Instruction.
Yeah, Sherry Ibarra shared her kind of outline of her budget request, and I understand she's asking for about 8% more than last year. Is that right?
Yes.
And so what kind of things are included in that, and what stood out to you?
As I looked through the budget, a lot of it was programs she truly wanted to promote, and the governor didn't necessarily see it that way. There were some initiatives she requested that the governor did not follow along with, such as the math initiative we've had in the state of Idaho, the mastery education programs we've had, the Keep Idaho Students Safe were all requests that she had, and the governor didn't exactly see that way. His focus was on early literacy and some salary issues.
Right, and I know legislators are trying to implement, is it the last year of the career ladder this year,
yes,
which helps pay starting teachers more, and so it's been going year by year incrementally. Is that part of the mix as well?
Well, it is. For both Governor Little and the superintendent, but she also included additional monies for further down the career ladder that the governor did not.
Now, you're a career educator, and you've been working with students for years. How does this align with what you've seen in the classroom and what you believe Idaho students will need?
Well, for the future, we know we have a teacher shortage, and one of the main issues is retaining teachers and not being a leaky hose to our neighboring states. I like the idea of valuing our career teachers in the state. We need to not only attract new teachers, but we have to keep them here, and so it can't be funding at one end or the other. It has to be a view from the bottom to the top. It has to work equally across the spectrum.
And that's really hard to do, especially in a year like this where our revenue has gone down a little bit. Forecasts aren't quite in, but might be lower than what we've expected in the past.
Exactly. And then it becomes what is essential and what is, I would like to have that. And every agency, we need this. Well, that's where the conversation has to occur. As you know, the Economic Outlook Committee even recommended less than the governor in 2020 and 2021. So this is all of a sudden going to play a crucial role with several agencies about we have to at least maintain all of our services for our citizens.
Now, you're on some other committees as well. Do you have some bills that you're preparing to present?
Not so much in agriculture or resources. Resources is a new committee for me. Though I will be helping the education to attain and retain teachers with a loan forgiveness. And it's really a tool in our toolbox. We have to work really hard to see if we can keep teachers in our state. We know we lose one-third of those that graduate from Idaho schools. We lose them to out-of-state. They never practice in Idaho. And we've got to try to keep our teachers here.
I know BYU Idaho is a big pipeline for that, but also probably a lot of the students here are going to other states as well. So this loan forgiveness, how would that work?
Well, what we're proposing this year is very similar to Montana, is as you work in one of our rural or economically disadvantaged schools, for the first year, the state would contribute a bit to your loan. If you stay in that school and apply, you can get a larger amount. And the same for year three and year four, totaling $12,000 in loan forgiveness.
That's a huge thing.
Which is huge because we've lost teachers. Alaska has a loan forgiveness. Arizona has a loan forgiveness. Montana does. Oregon does. If you go to those states, they will help pay those back. How can you not stay there?
Yeah, what a great incentive that would be for a new teacher.
It is, and I've even talked to students that say, I'm in Arizona until I can get a little bit further ahead. And student loan is part of that, getting a little bit ahead.
Right.
In life.
Yeah. What other bills are you maybe working on or concerned about?
Always concerned. You know, we see rules at this point, so we're always concerned with rules. We've seen several rules from Fish and Game this year. We saw several rule changes from the Department of Lands. I did in resources. So the first 3 weeks, each of our committees, the agencies bring changes to their entity because it's about how they interpret the law. The legislature actually gets to say, that's not what we meant. Yes, no. So the agencies have to be accountable to the legislature, and that's something very unique to Idaho. Not a lot of states do that. So we haven't seen a lot of bills. I'm real concerned. Last week they brought one forward about the handheld devices.
Right.
Don't like to see things barring local control.
And that one would, I know Idaho Falls and Pocatello recently passed ordinances that require you to not use your cell phone while driving. So this bill, I think, would take that control away from the local cities. But that was returned back to the representative to kind of fix the language, I guess.
True. And so it will probably come back. But I am an advocate of local control. I don't necessarily think that's what we want to see, because this is a factor in safety, and that's part of our duty, is public safety. And so how can not doing public safety be in our directive as a legislature?
Do you know of any legislators who maybe are working on a bill that would be the opposite of that one, that would have maybe statewide some sort of bill that would require you to not use cell phones?
It's in the works. There was one drafted a couple years ago, and I would be very much in favor of looking at something like that. Utah just did it. There's a couple other states that are moving that direction. Because, again, I think it's about public safety.
Now, I know there's talk of a bill from some Republican legislators who want to change abortion, make that illegal in the state. Have you heard much about that one?
I've heard it. I've seen the newspaper that it's out there. It has not been presented to a committee yet, from what I understand. I hate to legislate local control. And in that sense, I really think that's a conversation between a doctor, woman, and her partner. I'm not so sure the state needs to be involved in that conversation.
Any other issues that you're concerned about or you've been working on?
Not yet. We're just now starting to see bills come through. We had water. Our first House bill, number one, was, of course, a water issue. For Idaho, that's vital.
Right.
We see some supplemental bills coming through to make agencies whole. We see that happening right now, but haven't got a lot on the calendar yet.
Much more to come.
So, there's more to come.
Well, Representative Sally Toon, thank you so much for joining us today.
And it has been my pleasure. Thank you.